and thank you for calling the Banter Hotline. Your call is important to us. For banter, press 1. Para Español, press blue.
Blue?
You have pressed blue. Goodbye.
Man, not even like an hasta la vista or something?
There's been a lot of budget cuts at Panther Enterprises.
You really need to stop, skipping your Duolingo, dude.
That owl's going to fuck me up.
That owl's going to put a hit out on you.
I'm going to die. Duolingo owl is going to eat my guts. And not in a fun way.
Welcome to the show.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
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 Banter. Banter.
The Duolingo owl is one of the more interesting marketing accidents where, like, you know, it's just a social media manager getting a little sassy with people and it just spiraled out of control from there.
I hear what you're saying. We need to make other brands much more aggressive.
Yeah. Hallmark. You're not going to send a fucking card? You're a piece of shit. Hallmark.
You piece of shit. You killed your grandma by not sending her no Easter card, you fuck.
Listen, how hard's a thank you card, you bastard?
You want to buy our Precious Moments figurines? You're killing the economy, you piece of shit.
These are made in horrible working conditions and contain terrible chemicals and have an awful impact on the environment, you bastard. So now they're just beating you up for either engaging with the company or not engaging with the company.
Yeah, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah.
All businesses are Dick's Last Resort now.
Yep.
You ever been to a Dick's Last Resort?
No. What is that?
It's funny. It's the restaurant where they're mean to you, but like corporate mean because they can't actually hurt your feelings because they still need your tips.
What's corporate mean? Give me an example.
Like this guy, all he cares about is getting a tractor for Christmas.
I don't understand.
They can't call you a redneck because you might get upset that if they call you a redneck. So they say you just want a tractor for Christmas or, hey, look at this lady over here. I bet she nags her husband.
So you've been to this establishment, to a Rick's Last Resort, or you just
I've
know
been
of
to,
it?
Oh, I love a Dick's Last Resort. But get it twisted. It's for me, it's a fetish thing. I love toothless insults while I'm eating chicken wings. That's the only way I can fucking get there, baby.
Wasn't that your nickname in college? Dick's Last Resort.
Dick's Last Resort.
Well, you'll never Saturday guess night, why. And you're all striking out. Call Austin.
Call Austin, baby.
Oh, I don't know if you know, but everything's fine now because the U.S. has dropped some food, so everything's fine now.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Yeah.
Oh, phew, what a load off.
Yeah, right? You know, feed in one hand, bomb in the other, as they say.
Who says that?
Me right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's our next t-shirt. I expect very high sales.
Oh, Christ, man.
Which is great, because I got a manifesto coming out next week, so.
Oh, no, buddy.
There's corporate synergy.
That's not okay.
Listen, if writing manifestos for fun is not okay, then I need a new hobby.
What can you run me through some of your manifestos you've written so far?
Yeah, the color green makes you gay. There's about 100 pages on that. Okay. Steroids actually make your brain bigger, and that's why they're being regulated.
Sure.
Because the government doesn't want you to get smarter.
Okay.
Which leads into my next tirade. That's why they're funding. They don't want us to be smarter, so they're funding the space program to send us all to Jupiter.
Didn't you make a Jupiter joke last week?
I did.
Wow. So is this a callback or are you just being lazy?
Oh, it's a motif. So when people go back, they'll find a lot of sort of subtext. It'll take a lot to unpack. This is my Finnegan's Wake podcast.
Austin, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the media literacy discourse, but like no one's gonna dig deeper on this one. Sometimes the curtains are just blue, you know?
Yeah. And the wallpaper's yellow. It's always been yellow, you idiot.
What, I'm supposed to side with the bugs in Starship Troopers? Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I want Doogie Howser in a Nazi uniform, and that's the good guys.
Oh, God. Now, what's the game that just came out that's got everybody talking about Starship Troopers?
Helldivers.
Helldivers, yeah, thank you.
It's a very Starship Troopers inspired.
Mm-hmm.
All my gaming nerds like that one.
Yeah, the unironic takes on that of like, no, these are the bad guys. We're killing the aliens. That's the good guy thing to do.
And we're purging the unclean.
Well,
we're killing the heretic. And the name of the God Emperor of humanity.
Okay. So did you see Dune 2 yet?
I want to. I hear it's good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with some friends next Friday, I think. This weekend just kind of got away from me.
You're not allowed to have friends. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know?
Give me their numbers.
Oh, you're going to hate this. I've been getting recognized around town for Hedwig. I've had people...
For Hedwig?
Yeah, people telling me how great I was. And I feel like you need to, like, do a PowerPoint. You need to, like, do a presentation.
Here's why Dan sucks.
Yeah, don't... Not...
As your friend, I need to fucking hurt your soul.
Yeah, I know. I know, buddy.
I need to keep you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Esmeralda girl. She ain't never going to love you.
Why do I get the feeling that you kind of have the hots for her? That's what I'm picking up on here. Is that...
Just, hey, listen. Just because I sing in my room about how hot she is doesn't mean I'm into her. In fact, I'm going to go set her on fire to prove my point.
Oh, God.
No, this is what God wants.
Yeah. You're selling this like the Christian guys I know who've just haven't found the right girl, and they've just dated so many girls that just weren't quite right, but they're also having a real easy time saving it for marriage.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to identify the common element in cases like that.
No,
so.
No. I mean, what could it
keep
possibly be?
Keep casting a line there, Jimmy.
Don't call me Jimmy. Unless it's followed by Eat World.
Jerithy.
Jerithy.
Your favorite band, Jimmy Eat World?
Oh, speaking of bands. So you know I'm doing this Rock Lotto thing?
Yeah, you're doing a battle of the band.
Yeah. Our bass player slipped in his backyard and shattered his leg.
Doofta.
Yeah, so he's out while he's recovering. And the bass player that we got to replace him has been wheelchair bound for 20 years from a spinal cord injury when he was a kid. And I was texting with him and he goes, it's not lost on me that you've replaced the bassist who broke his leg with someone who functionally has less legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's not a lesson in bootstraps, I don't know what is.
You would really like Kurt. He's a good dude.
I saw him play bass for Hedwig.
Yeah.
He was good at it.
Yeah, he's very good. And
I think I met him once at a
yeah, you met him at that party.
That
yeah.
Weird house you go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. The house that just has like a yurt attached, the yurt attached house.
Yeah, it's the ballroom.
Ball yurt.
Yep. You'd like him a lot. I told him he needed to stand and deliver. And he was like, what's that? We have a good time. He likes to go dark with it.
Oh, how fun.
Yep. I added a joke in the show about him being the survivor of a bus crash.
The survivor of the bus crash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there for that.
I know you were.
And I remember everything I've ever experienced with perfect clarity. I told you this.
Yeah, well, you drank the water of life. I understand. Like, my genetic memory.
Yeah, I drank out of that puddle and Tuck Everlasting. Unfortunately, Tuck Everlasting himself is just not that into me.
Mm. Tucker Carlson Everlasting.
Tucker Carlson Everlasting.
Go. What do you got?
You drink from the water and you live forever. It's hard to politicize that.
But what are the consequences of immortality? What does that do for the hospital industry? What does that do for the old folks industry? Does this magical well even care?
You did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you could probably do something about the Great Replacement. You want me to make Great Replacement jokes on our podcast?
I would prefer that you didn't.
I have a lot. You just kind of acquire them via osmosis in this half of the state. There's a lot of lot of them.
There's a band called The Replacements, and there's a cover band of them called The Replacements. I really think you could trick a lot of people to be exposed to alt-rock if you just did a cover band of The Replacements and called yourself The Great Replacements.
Alt right rock, you mean?
Oh, God. That's Ben Shapiro's next musical thing, won't it be? Alt right rock.
I'm sure there will be musical numbers about the one drop rule and that new Snow White he's making.
He's making a new Snow White?
Yeah, because he heard like they're doing one and the lady in it isn't. It's going to be a black lady being Snow White. So he's doing through his streaming service, he's going to do an all white Snow White.
Wow.
Isn't that fun?
I just don't understand. God. I don't like this timeline, man. Could we live in a different one, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. I can do that for you.
Great.
You got to go through a thinny and venture through Toadash space, but I can get you there.
Sure.
Unless you get devoured by the things in between, but it takes your chances.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, Dan, I heard you're going to the symphony later today. Tell us about that. My lucidity as a talk show host is diminishing day by day.
I feel like you, I'm really worried about you, man.
I still feel I'd be better than Fallon.
Austin, I have seen... No, No, I'm not going to say that.
The things I've seen, Austin, would tear your skin from your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
What have you seen?
What have I seen? I've seen the gradual...
Two girls, one cup? That's really gross.
I've seen the gradual decline in your mental health to a level that both alarms and intrigues me. It's both scary and kind of hot, you know, like dating a girl with a lot of knives.
Yeah. Or one of those people that raised by wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I was a feral child growing up, and now it's like, hey, what's your deal?
Mm-hmm. Were you raised by wolves?
I was raised by the TV show Raised by Wolves, which I don't think came out till recently, so you can do the math.
Yeah, and you only got two seasons, so you didn't learn a whole lot.
No, it was just on repeat. So ironically, I did get a morning edition of Raised by Wolves.
You mean an early edition.
References
early
references.
Edition.
Yeah.
Early edition. Yeah. Oh, God. I know we've talked about it before, but bring back early edition.
We're talking about it again, motherfuckers.
Bring back early edition. Have Kyle Chandler reprise his role. Reboot early edition.
I think we need to have that as a requirement. Like, can we talk to iTunes? Make it so, like, they have to confirm whether or not our listeners have, like a box set of early edition before this podcast will play. Just to really get the lore down.
Please take part in this 5-second survey. Skip. I have no idea what I was going to say. I'm very tired. It's been a long weekend.
Oh, you're a sleepy boy?
I'm a sleepy boy.
Why are you so sleepy?
I stayed up too late with the friend of the show, Will Ballou.
Will Ballou's in town?
Will Ballou lives in town.
Will Ballou lives there?
Yeah, he's lived in Missoula for years.
I've been over there several times, and I haven't thrown eggs at his house yet.
I guess you haven't.
Show me where he lives so I can egg his house. That's what a good friend would do.
Who's being the good friend here? You for egging his house or me for showing you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's camaraderie. We need more social connection.
I don't like how you spelled camaraderie.
In this world. Camaraderie.
It's not a bad name for like a... No. Ooh.
Band name or drag queen?
Communist drag queen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The czar of communism. It's a contradiction in terms, but you got to know what it means.
Because it's
it's intellectual.
How are we going to play on, you know, each according to his ability?
Each according to his nuts.
No, drag queen. It's got to be each according to his sleigh. I don't know.
From each according to his queen. Needs queens.
Yeah,
from
each according to their sleigh to each according to their cunt. Is there serving so much cunt? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll throw out a couple pilot T-shirts to see how well they sell.
You and the T-shirt thing. I'm really regretting getting you the Jackbox game set that had.
Well, that's
TKO.
The ultimate goal of any podcaster is just to sell shirts for a living.
Yeah. The shirt off your back.
I do sell those, but those are mostly for Japanese vending machines.
Gross. Very specific clientele.
I don't know who buys them. I think like old ladies who just want to do somebody else's laundry. You know what I mean?
No, she likes it.
Listen, everyone else in her life is dead. This is how she feels something. So, Dan, any big plans for upcoming holiday?
St. Patrick's Day? That's probably the nearest holiday.
Oh, sorry. I've been asking ChatGPT to write my scripts for this.
Oh, okay. For upcoming holiday.
It worked really well. I did a weekend of Wonka that I think went really, really well. Like, I'm getting a lot of calls about it. I haven't picked up any yet, but there's been a lot of buzz around a Wonka event I put together in Glasgow.
No press is bad press. The fact that those Oompa Loompas are getting interviewed.
Singular Oompa Loompa.
No, there's more than one. There's more than one. There's just the one
Mr.
with...
Mr. President, a second Oompa Loompa is in Patel.
Oh, God. What a disaster. Although, you know, I've put together some events that haven't gone well, but I've never advertised them like that.
With blassical entertainment?
Did you have a stroke or did I?
Yeah. Well, the AI, you know how it can almost words.
Oh my God, why do I have all these extra digits on my hand? What's happening?
I regret to inform you, you've been ChatGPT this entire time.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
This was all AI generated, which really... Is anyone surprised? Go back and listen how coherent it is.
Considering how that stuff can scour the internet, it would be interesting to see, you know, can you write me an episode of the hit podcast, 20 Minutes of Banjer? Because we got a lot of time for them to troll through.
We have a lot of it to study. That's true.
Yeah, we could get a relatively accurate model.
Hey, Dan, farts. Politic.
I can't believe a computer wrote this.
It's seamless.
I'm more of a Grubhub guy myself. I know they're the same company. Leave me alone.
You want AI-generated food?
What was that report out of Davos years ago? You'll own nothing and be happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. By 2030, we're all renters, and we don't own our,
our
technology.
You don't buy
movies. We don't own our cars. We don't own anything. We just rent everything.
Yeah. Rent your house, lease your car. Rent whatever computer programs you use.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own movies. You just stream them off of Netflix and Disney Plus.
Yeah. Boy, we're an uplifting bunch today. And for the last 400 and some episodes.
Oh, sorry. Your subscription to Austin Plus has expired. I don't have to talk to you until you pay that.
No, it's just that my credit card expired. Come on, man.
You want to call customer service? Because we already did a phone tree bit.
No. Ugh, I'll just update my information.
I do accept Austin Coin.
Oh, God. Now, is Austin Coin like, you know, a blockchain-powered cryptocurrency? Or is Austin Coin like one of those novelty crushed pennies you could get at a museum or something where they stretch a penny into
a thing? I'm glad you brought
it
up. It is a hybrid of the two. Because what I do is, you know how cryptocurrency kind of is a market is crashing and there's a lot of... just like defunct Bitcoin mining equipment.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I take all that and I mash it into the rough shape of a dollar. And I use that as sort of, I did secede from the US government. And that's sort of the currency of the new land.
It's crazy that it's worth like 5 Ethereum now.
Yeah, because turns out it's mostly platinum. Like through a hilarious mix up of circumstances, I crush the most valuable parts of a computer. In terms of rare earth minerals into my Austin dollars.
I'm just imagining you with a hammer just wrecking computers. Being like, I'm a miner.
Because I'm just a whittle baby. I can't be held legally responsible for my actions.
Did you see the mother in Michigan who was just found guilty for not doing enough to prevent her son from committing a mass shooting at his school?
Yeah, I did see that.
Oof, the text messages and the big waving red flags that A, she was a neglectful parent who didn't take his mental health seriously, and B, that she was like, remember what I told you, just don't get caught is like a thing in their text.
Yeah, listen, we all have hilarious in jokes as a family, being like, I don't care what you do, just don't involve me in it. I have no interest in your life. You know, fun in jokes.
Oh, Austin, I hate that those are just right at the surface. Your life means nothing to me. Families talk.
It's just fun banter is what it is.
Yeah. Well, next week I'll come in with a little more energy. I promise, okay?
Yeah, I knew. Well, I do need you to I sent you a bunch of gamer sups. It wasn't unmarked Ziploc bags. Oh, just white powder, but that's what that is. That is powdered energy drink.
And how much should I consume?
Just pack a little bit under your lip and it'll get you through.
Interesting.
Yeah, just do a pinch of Gamertron, and that'll get you through the podcast.
Still better than Zen.
Is it? Because I see a lot of people just putting those little tea bags of tobacco right in that little cleft part of their lip. Yeah, right there.
And y'all will never get to see my gums, so there.
That's for the only Dans.
Good night, everyone. A Secret Weapon production.